I'd like to take this opportunity to share some ideas with you, which I hope you will keep in mind as you participate in your meetings this week. These ideas, or maybe their opinions, are the culmination of 2 years as a Beef Board officer in which I traveled to many states and talked with many producers and importers who invest their hard-earned dollars in the Beef Checkoff program. As I'm sure you know, most producers are not shy people. So I heard a lot of opinions about how we should run the Beef Checkoff program. The viewpoints I heard were far-ranging and sometimes a bit loud. I didn't discriminate the value of these opinions based on the type of cattle raised, the size of the operation, the associations to which people belong, or whether I personally agreed or disagreed with these opinions. I just listened and tried to explain our program to the best of my ability. But I also took mental notes of every conversation so that I could do my small part in ensuring the Beef Checkoff program is responsive to all producers who own it. We all need to listen to each other and work together to make the beef industry and the Beef Checkoff better. But we also need to listen to our customers, the people who purchase and enjoy our products. Now, as you know, I come from that large beef-producing state of Massachusetts. Okay, so it's not large and there aren't many cattle, but we do have a lot of consumers. My friends, neighbors, and coworkers are an interesting blend of folks that are probably typical of our target audience. Now, we may not be typical in the political arena, and you may not agree with longtime Massachusetts politics, though I must say that politics in Massachusetts have been very exciting of late, and as Commissioner Staples mentioned, our senatorial race to fill the seat of the late Ted Kennedy and the election of Scott Brown, a Republican no less, indicates that times they are a-changin' here in the United States. Now, every once in a while, there is a proud moment to be from Massachusetts. This was one. So some of these changes we may welcome with open arms, and other changes are more difficult for us to embrace. But meanwhile, our customers' views and attitudes are changing as well. And we in the beef industry must be willing to be more proactive and more aggressive as we deal with the proposed changes which are surfacing all over the U.S. and the rest of the world. The changes that are coming down the pike will forever change the way we do business and eliminate our ability to be profitable unless we do something about it now. We all need to understand that we are facing challenges we have never faced before. Now, why do I say that? In my opinion, it's because of 3 primary factors. 1, the knowledge base of our customers. 2, the resolution and resources of our opponents. And 3, a consumer media that enthusiastically embraces and actively promotes an anti-meat, anti-animal agriculture agenda. Now, when I say knowledge base, I'm speaking to the fact that most of our customers live in large urban or suburban areas and are 3 generations removed from agriculture. We can't rely on plain old common sense or a gentle reminder to consumers that the message they are being told is not accurate. We must actively engage consumers about production agriculture and bring them back to the realities that we face every single day and the way we treat our animals and the environment. We must ensure that our customers understand that our abundant supply of protein will not continue if we remain on the current path. Now, this will not be an easy task, given the abundant funding and focused determination of our opponents. The consumer media will not eagerly embrace our messages because good news does not demand attention or sell newspapers, as they used to say. The funding of anti-animal agriculture and anti-meat groups will continue as long as consumers think that their contributions are helping save a kitten or an injured dog from a lonely or painful existence. Consumers need to know that they are funding organizations whose primary purpose is to abolish animal agriculture and decrease the availability of animal proteins, which will ultimately drive up the cost of food. The funding and effectiveness of these organizations will continue to threaten our way of life unless we work together to educate consumers and minimize opportunities for the media to paint the airwaves and the internet with negative stories. Now, just last week, I read several news articles affecting all of us in the beef industry. The first article said that the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, is purchasing stock in the restaurant chain Jack in the Box in an effort to encourage that company to implement animal welfare changes in their policies. Another one said that the Sonic restaurant chain has announced a new animal welfare policy, which got high praise and encouragement from HSUS for the changes they're making regarding animal confinement practices. I read an article about animal rights activists trying to make consumers feel guilty about eating meat by appealing to people's religious beliefs. They study different faith traditions, and then they try to persuade consumers that it is a sin and immoral to eat meat and animal products that were raised in confinement animal agriculture systems. I also read an article encouraging the American public to use the new term animal factories in conjunction with the term factory farms. I read an article about regulating nuisance odors, and yes, unfortunately, I read another in a long series of beef recalls. And this was a slow news week for agricultural issues because of the hot political news following our senatorial election in our state. We have a lot of work to do, my friends, and we need friends to do this work. As I said, there are too many very well-funded activists out there for us to tackle alone. Our resources are too few. There are many agriculture groups which share similar values, issues, and concerns, and we need to work on developing and strengthening partnerships with these groups. As a dairy beef producer, certainly I see the merits in closer relationships with the dairy industry and striving to combat some of these challenges that we are facing together. And there are many other agricultural groups which we can partner with as well. As beef producers, we have made tremendous strides in this country to provide safe, wholesome, healthful products for our consumers, both domestically and internationally. We take great pride in what we do and in how we do it. We all know that the first environmentalists were farmers and ranchers. And we all know that if we don't take good care of our land and our animals, we will be out of business. We are passionate about the work that we do and the lifestyle that we lead. As many of you know, our farm has been in the family since 1661, and our children are the 13th generation on the same land. We live in a small farming community in western Massachusetts. However, small farming community in western Massachusetts also means that we farm on a residential street. Now, our milking barn is behind the house. Our fields are scattered around in small lots, and we have neighbors all around us. Fortunately, we have very good neighbors. But we come in all shapes and sizes in the beef industry. Our operations vary greatly. Some of us are small cow-calf ranchers, and some of us are large feedlot operators. Some of us ranch in areas with unobstructed vistas with miles of wild, barren land, and some of us farm in heavily populated residential areas. Some of us live in states with an active, vibrant agriculture industry, and some of us struggle to explain to our neighbors the basics of farm life. But it takes all of us, with our sometimes very different opinions, working together and toward a common goal to help us be successful in this work. During the next few days, as we meet in our various committees and groups, we all need to keep these things in mind. We need each other in this business, all of us, regardless of the type of operation we run, the state we live in, or the industry organizations we belong to. We are all in this together, and we need to work together if we are to thrive and succeed.